The steadfast love, the steadfast love of the Lord never,
yes.
never
yes, Lord.
Ceases.
We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Mercies never
another
come
week
to an end. Oh,
grace has been sufficient for us. We thank you, Lord.
So new,
bless you.
Every morning.
Your blessings, oh,
great is
they are always new every morning, like even this morning.
Oh,
so beautiful.
Oh,
all the glory be to thy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Our dear Heavenly Father, yes, what a beautiful morning. And your blessings are always new, God. Even Lord Jesus, as we lift up, Lord, our voices and our hearts, O God, to say thank you, Lord. Father, we look at the week that has just passed, our going out and coming in, Lord. Father, how you have blessed your people in all the activities, Lord. Father, we say thank you. And Lord, even with the rising of the sun this morning, we have been aroused also to rise together with it. And Father, oh, we could feel the church bells ringing in our hearts, Lord. Oh, quickening us to go to no other place but to your house, Lord. So, Father, we thank you for journey mercies that, Lord, you have accorded us from various parts of the country, Lord. And Father, we say thank you. And as we have come, Lord, yes, we come with that contrite spirit, a broken spirit, the contrite heart, Lord, that we know that you not despise. But that, Lord, all the blessings that you have for us for this day, O God, you pour upon us abundantly through your word, O God. So, Lord Jesus, we want to commit all activities this day in your house into your hands, with the great expectation that the Holy Spirit will sweep over every activity, Lord. So we want to commit our Sunday schools, Lord, into your hands. We here and our children upstairs, Lord, that, Father, as we want to hear something to prepare us, Lord, even to encourage us, Lord, to sing and praise your name, waiting for the word that you have for us this day. Lord, bless our Sunday schools. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. As we are standing, let's turn to 2 Peter 1, and we shall read the salutation this morning, the Holy Spirit salutation to the church this morning, and then we shall sit down and we continue with our studies on the divine nature of God. 2 Peter 1, verse 1, just listen to the salutation and we will have our seat. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, said grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So grace and peace be unto us this morning. That's the salutation coming from the Lord. Amen. Shall we be seated? Yes, this morning, yes, we thank the Lord that he has given us grace to continued with our Sunday school subject on the divine nature of God. Amen. And we know that it is the will of God that we take on that divine nature of him. Praise the Lord. Which will actually bring us up toward the stature of a perfect man. Amen. And you know the prophet also, William Branham, has made us to understand that the supernatural God would not what? Would not come and fit himself to what? Man's nature. But it is what man that must what change their nature to fit the supernatural plan of God. Amen. So he has given us the grace, he said, something for us to grow by. So we see that in 2 Peter 1:4, he said, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. We've escaped. That's why we seated here this morning, my brother. Grace unto us. The next verse. And beside this, beside having escaped from the corruption that is in the world through lust, amen, beside that, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. Amen. So, the next one, let's go on, let's finish the whole thing. So verse 8 and 9, he said, for if these things be in you and abound, that's the most important part of it. If it be in you and abound, bearing the fruits, praise the Lord, the word in you being expressed, praise the Lord, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. It's sad for someone to forfeit such grace that you have been given pardon, but yet you don't know that you have been given pardon. Praise the Lord. See? Just like, you know, that story about that criminal that was condemned to death. And the president of the United States at that time, is it George Washington or Abraham Lincoln? Yeah, George Washington wrote a pardon. See, a friend of this criminal went to plead with what? The president, that look, this my friend, he is by, we don't understand why he did that. That's not his nature. Please, Lord, please, president, if you can write a pardon for him. The president took just a piece of paper because he was out of his office and wrote, this, so you are pardoned. As the boy, this friend ran to the prisons and presented to the boy that, look, you are pardoned. He looked at it, he said, from where? He said, from the president. He couldn't believe it, that the piece of paper wasn't an official. He wanted to see the American, what do you call it? Letterhead or whatever be it. Is it? And he forfeited his pardon. And he was crucified. He was what? Hanged. So it's so sad that someone will forget that he was purged from his old sin. You have been what? Pardoned. You have been pardoned. Next verse. Go to the next one. Next one. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, that means those divine materials God has given to us, if we will give diligence and build that house which he wants to come and live in, so that he will be our God and we will be his people, if we will give diligence, see, and do these things, ye shall never fall. Amen. Ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So, last week, we took on the first divine material God has given to us. That's faith. Praise the Lord. And, you know, faith is something that we cannot say that we have finished. Because faith is what? A revelation. Praise the Lord. It's a revelation. Faith is a revelation. So it has no end. Amen. And that goes for what? The foundation of that house that we're going to build. And last week, we went to the scripture to find out the definitions and some virtues about what was faith. And we saw that, which we all know, faith is the substance of things what? Hoped for. So, this is the house as Christ here. The foundation being what? Faith. Praise the Lord. And said, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. And how do we receive faith? How do faith build in us? And that also, there is a scripture for it. That's Romans 10, 17. It said, faith cometh by what? Hearing. And hearing the word of God. Amen. Hearing the word of God. And in the same Romans 1, 17, it said, in the word of God, or the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, it said, therein is the righteousness of God revealed by what? Faith by faith. Amen. In the word of God is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written that the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Those who have been justified, we live by faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You see? And so, living by faith, we heard last week that you don't see faith. You don't see faith. You don't feel faith. You don't taste faith. And you don't smell faith. So, you could see that they are all what? The flesh. Amen. We don't see by what? By sight. But we see by faith. Something hoped for. A substance that is not seen, but is hoped for. Praise the Lord. So, we could see that through faith also, the elders, the past elders, they obtained what? Good report. And when you read, we all know Hebrews 11, you see all line up there. Those old time warriors of faith. Praise the Lord. They retained good report. Praise the Lord. And the scripture says, these warriors of faith, they died. See, they died not having what? Received even the promises. But seeing them afar off, they saw it afar off, is that they did what? They embraced it. See, they embraced it. They were persuaded of them. And they were able to what? To confess that we are not what? Strangers. We are strangers and pilgrims on this earth. That's what their confession was. They were able to confess that we are what? Strangers and pilgrims on earth here. They could find out that this earth, there is no home here. And so they were also looking for a country. They were looking for a city like their father Abraham, which has foundation, you see, which has foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Praise the Lord. We are still on faith. And we heard also about what? As faith is a revelation, we heard about this woman with the blood, with the issue of the blood. There is nothing written here, or she has never had any promise that even when you hold the helm of Jesus' cloth, you will be what? Healed. But she believed that this man, what I have heard about him, everything about him could what? Could do something for me. See? Faith. So it was revealed to him that everything about Jesus Christ is possible. And she went and held her the hem of his dress, garment, and truly what she hoped for, it was what? Established for her. She received it. That's faith. Amen. And we heard also that faith is what? Believing. And we can look at Abraham, who believe the promise, the word of God, till what? Against hope, he believed in hope. Amen. He was a man that was not looking at circumstances. So he wasn't looking at how old he was, nor what? The deadness of the womb of his wife Sarah. But he believed that as long as God has spoken, it is settled. I will surely receive that child. Amen. Then we hear that faith is a purchasing power. I love that one. Faith as a purchasing power. My brother, my sister, if you have faith in your pocket, the prophet referred faith as a 25 cent. And you are hungry, you got 25 cents in your pocket, then you head towards the nearest what? Grocery. But you got there was no bread. You do what? You go to the next shop. You are hungry. And you have what? The purchasing power in your pocket. So if you couldn't get your bread in 2023, go to the next grocery, 2024 here. Be expecting. Praise the Lord. If 2024, the grocery here couldn't give you the bread, the purchasing power is in your heart, is in your pocket. Move on, you see. So that you move on to 2025, it will what? You will surely find one grocery where you see the bread and what? Purchase it. Faith is a purchasing power. When you put it in your pocket, my brother, there's no fear. You won't fret. Amen. You won't doubt. Because you have it. Amen. Amen. Whatever you need, you surely get it. So now, coming to the message book, The Stature of a Perfect Man, the prophet said, now, Brother Wood, and some of these carpenters and contractors here, like our precious Brother Wilmbo here, architecture, yeah, could tell you how to build your house. Amen. See? But I'm going to tell you how to build your spiritual house where God can dwell in. Amen. He wants to dwell in you. He wants to make you like himself. He wants you to be reflecting his what? Being. Amen. So the prophet said, what is the foundation of Christianity? What is the foundation of Christianity? And he answered the question himself. And he said, faith in the word of God, that's your foundation. Amen. Amen. Faith in the word of God is what? Is your foundation. Praise the Lord. He said, all Christianity, all you are, all you will ever be, is based upon faith in the word. And the prophet said, that's the reason I believe the word. See? He said, I cannot put my faith on anything else. If I was going to put it on a church, which church would I put it on? Amen. I'm not going to mention the churches he called here, praise the Lord. But he said, what church would I put it on? Praise the Lord. Look, our place here also is a church. But you put your faith on something. When you come here, it's not because of this building. You put your faith on something. He said, what will I put it on? I don't know. They are all scrambled up and everything else. Twist lines and everything else. But when I put my faith in his word, my brother, that's what we come here to do. To put our faith in the word of God. The message of the hour that we have received. Praise the Lord. He said, in that it is anchored. My faith is what? Anchored. Nobody interprets it. It is what? Thus saith the Lord. Amen. Then I believe that. That's the basis. You see, the basis, faith being what? The foundation of what? Christianity. So now, what is the foundation? Let's look at the foundation. Let's strive more on that foundation. And let's turn to 1 Corinthians 3. Reading from verse 10, we will understand it more and more. Amen. The foundation. 1 Corinthians 3, 10. Have I given you the correct edition? Now, he said, good. According to the grace of God, that's Apostle Paul speaking here. He said, according to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation. Amen. I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth upon thereon. But let every man take heed. See, let every man take heed how he buildeth up thereupon. We've got to take heed. That's why Apostle Peter also said, we must give all what? Diligence in building this house. Apostle Paul also said, let's take heed. The foundation, it is laid. I have laid that foundation. See, when we come to, give us the slide again. When we come to, after this, we will come to what? The church ages. We will see Ephesus here. What Apostle Paul is talking here. Amen. Because he is the messenger. Yes, amen. Praise the Lord. See that he's talking here? I've laid what? The foundation. And then another man had to build upon it. But take heed. Give all diligence how you build upon this foundation. Praise the Lord. He said, verse 11. Yeah. He said, for another foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is what? Jesus Christ. The foundation is what? Jesus Christ. No other foundation. 12. Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, said, look, every man's work shall be what? Made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work, or what sort it is. Amen. Amen. The reason why we should what? Take heed. My brother, my sister, as we are building this temple, it will be tested. It will be tried. Amen. You go through tests and what? If the foundation is not strong, definitely it will what? It will fall. If ye do these things, ye shall not fall. If you pay heed, You be diligent about this burden, this house that we're going to build. My brother, you will not what? Fall. Amen. Because the rains will descend upon it. Amen. The winds and the storms will blow and beat upon your house. But as long as it is standing on what? The right foundation, it will never fall. And then God will also liken us unto what? That wise man that built his house upon the rocks. Praise the Lord. Now, let's go to Isaiah 28:16. Oh, I love that scripture because it is the old-time prophets that said this for the apostles also to pick it and lay the foundation for the church in this our age. Amen. He said, oh, the prophet Isaiah. Amen. We have a little Isaiah here growing up. Praise the Lord. He said, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion a foundation. Amen. A stone. I've laid in Zion a foundation, a stone. But listen closely. He said what? A tried stone. A stone that has been tried. It has gone through what? Fire. Praise the Lord. Oh, Laodicea, I counseled thee to buy of me gold, tried in what? Tried in fire. Praise the Lord. And then he went to and said, it's a what? A precious cornerstone. You building a house and it has no cornerstone, my brother. Definitely. It goes through the test, it will what? It will fall. Amen. A sure foundation. I love the three expressions. A tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Wow. He that believeth shall not what? Make haste. You see? You will not make haste. My brother, if you are building a house, this particular house, and you make it haphazardly, my brother, my sister, don't make haste. Listen to your instructions. Or what? The divine materials God has given to you to what? To build a house so that I will come and live in it and walk in it and you will be my people and I will be your God. Amen. So my brother, the temple we are going to build is going to be tried. The trial don't overlook at things. As I said just now, if you are looking for something, you are praying, maybe 2 years, 3 years, because your foundation is strong. My brother, my sister, you not fret. Because you have faith, the purchasing power in your pocket, you will not fret. You will not fear. You will not doubt. These are the tests and the trials. This house, this foundation will be what? Will be tried and tested. You understand? But why God gave it to sister, gave it to brother, but me, I'm still waiting. God is not answering me. It's a test. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you are standing on the faith, I could see my sister Priya is enjoying that particular one. Amen. Yes, stand. Strong. You have your purchasing power? Good. Go along. It will surely what? Come to pass. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. Lord, as Father, you have enlightened us on this subject to God. We say thank you. We know that the Holy Spirit is going to help us to build this house, which, Lord, will be according to your requirements. According to the heavenly plan of God, so that, Lord Jesus, you can come in and live in it and be our God. Father, now, Lord, yes, with this joy upon our hearts, O God, we want to sing and worship and praise your name, Lord, and want to commit the song leader and the musicians, Lord, into your hands as we lift up our voices and sing, O God, O Lord, Help us, Lord Jesus, that the right atmosphere will be created here, oh God. Because, Lord, we want to hear from you this morning, the word that you have for us. So we commit, Lord, your servant, our pastor, Lord, into your hands. As he's still before you, oh God, Lord, you know us individually, our needs, spiritually and physically, Lord. Father, let the word come that will surely, fulfill and quench the thirst, the desire that is upon our hearts, Lord. We thank you, we bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Brethren, I want to say thank you also for your prayers that I'm back standing here. It has been your prayers and your strength. You know, the devil has been trying to do some things, you see. After yesterday, I had a serious pain on my right side here. I was looking at the whole thing and said, no, praise the Lord. And I said, Satan, no way. I'm going to church today. God, she bless you.